the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the BizTalk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is BizTalk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition this morning. A great show this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Bob Molitor joining us this morning as a co-host. Good morning, Bob.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you here, Bob. Randy's out doing his monthly golf outing, and so he's got a great day to golf. This show, Biz Talk, is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score Chapter, and we feature business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, experts, and special programs to help entrepreneurs succeed in business. Because at SCORE, we're SCORE for the life of your business. Our guests this morning are two folks, and they're great entrepreneurs themselves. The first is Amy Peach, and Amy is the director of the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. And we also have Mark. Amy's with us remotely from her office in Wautoma. And Mark Burwell is with us this morning in the studio. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on the program this morning. Glad you're here.
It's good to be here again.
Yep. And Zach is right now talking to Amy to get her online so that she can join us live on the show here. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Hey, glad to have you on board.
Yeah.
How are things over in Wautoma this morning?
Very fine.
That's great. Well, our topic this morning is going to be we're going to be talking about the Million Cups program that was basically initiated by the Kauffman Foundation, which is a very large national organization. And I'd like to start the program, Amy, by asking you to tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and your role in the Million Cups program here in Appleton.
Sure. Well, I'm currently the director of the Fox Valley Technical College Venture Center. We're headquartered in Appleton, and we serve people thinking about starting a business, as well as those existing small business owners, to grow and expand their businesses throughout the Fox Valley Technical College District and beyond. And with relation to 1 Million Cups, I've been a community organizer for 1 Million Cups since we launched in October.
It's a great program, and I've been to one or two of those. Mark, tell us about yourself and your role as an entrepreneur and your involvement with the Million Cups program.
Well, Tony, I think you and I are probably on the same page. I guess after a successful career as an entrepreneur and being involved with working, teaching, and being having the opportunity to work with the Venture Center as a director of eHub, an entrepreneurial program as well. Mm-hmm. I guess I'd say I'm taking a victory lap, being able to work and finding ways to initiate, to be an advocate for small business and foster entrepreneurship within the region.
And you're also an author. You happen to have a copy of what in front of you, Mark?
Well, I think it was about a year ago, about 15 months ago, I think I was on Biz Talk, and it was involved with the Evolution Entrepreneurs. It's a series of books. This was my third one. But it's The Path to Today, The Journey to Tomorrow, and that's just a lot of collection of things that heads up for entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. If you're listening to the program this morning and you might have a question for Amy or for Mark about the Million Cups program as we go through the show, you can call us at 281-1150. That's 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, the number is 1-866-887-1150. Tell us a little bit about the Kauffman Foundation. Amy, can you share with us some information about what is the Kauffman Foundation and why are they so important?
Sure. The Kauffman Foundation is a private foundation located in Kansas City, and they're actually getting ready to celebrate their 100th anniversary of Ewing Kauffman, the founder of the Kauffman Foundation, his birthday, and they're creating a digital museum, which is kind of cool. But their three areas of focus is education, entrepreneurship, and, of course, initiatives in the city of Kansas City. And with respect to entrepreneurship, one of the newer programs that they've been spreading around the country for the last 4 years is the 1 Million Cups program.
And what is that program?
Well, 1 Million Cups is a free national program, and it's designed to really educate, engage, and connect entrepreneurs. And the reason the Kauffman Foundation developed this program is because it's based on the notion, from their perspective, that entrepreneurs discover solutions and network over 1 million cups of coffee.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it true that recently there's been a trend in entrepreneurism where more companies are failing than starting up?
Yes, the current trend in the United States, although, you know, you can read some literature that will tell you it is on the upswing, which is really important for us. Some people estimate, in economists primarily, that we need 1 to 2 million business launches in our country each year to have a vibrant, thriving economy. And last year was the first time in 35 years that we have had fewer businesses launch in this country than close. So we had 470,000 businesses close in the last year that the Small Business Administration has data from. So it'll probably be from 2014. I haven't seen the 2015 data yet. And during that same time period, only 440,000 businesses launched.
Sure.
Now, to give you perspective, because this is really important, so 20 years ago already, I got involved in my career in helping people launch and grow businesses, and that's where I've been. And at that time, we had about 765,000 businesses a year launching in this country. So despite me working in this field for 20 years, unfortunately, we have seen the trend line really go down. And, you know, as free enterprise goes, so does America. So it's really, really important that people believe they have the confidence and the resources that they need to be successful in launching and growing a business, because that is where job creation comes from.
I read recently that somebody did a study on the Fortune 500 and the Inc. 500 companies. They looked at those 1,000 companies, examined the times that they started those companies, and 62% of those companies started in a recession or an economic downturn.
Mm-hmm.
So the true entrepreneur just doesn't participate in the downturn.
Right.
Mark, what are some reasons why businesses are not starting up as in the numbers like Amy was citing 20 years ago, it's down significantly? What are some reasons for that?
Well, I think that really is going to stem around what we talk about even later in the program with why Amy and I feel it's important to, for 1 million cups. I know in 1991, I was Wisconsin's small business advocate and small business person. And really, during that time, there was no playing field. So we had to gear up, and for years, whether it was at the federal, state, regional, education, community college level, there was ways for them to engage. So I would say that the ecosystem is being established. There's a lot of uncertainty, obviously, and I think that everything from healthcare to the baby boomers, when you say failing, I don't think the word failing is there as much as people are getting out of small business.
Just closing them down.
Right, or backing up or in transition. So The exciting thing is the last month here, I know I've been involved with 7 ribbon-cutting grand openings. So this is probably the first month, probably, and Amy would say the same before the 2008 cycle there, that I'm seeing some positive things, so I'm excited about it, and hopefully the program with 1 million cups, we're seeing that. We see a lot of exciting people every week, so we do have blinders on sometimes,
yes,
too.
Yeah. How do people find out more about the 1 million cups program? Where can they go to learn more about it?
Well, they can just log on to 1millioncups.com, and that'll take them to the website for the whole program, and then right there's a second little menu right at the top that says communities, and if they click on that, fortunately Appleton starts with an A, so we're right at the top. Click on Appleton and they're able to see view past presentations, all the presenters since October, as well as see who the upcoming presenters will be in the next week.
Amy, speaking of A, you shared with us last week some information about your standing in the Appleton office of 1 million cups nationally, and it's kind of a neat standing. Would you share that with us?
Well, sure. It just seems that, you know, we're a small market for 1 million cups, the program. When it launched, they launched in large metro areas throughout the country. And just in the last year, they've obviously have been spreading to communities and in cities throughout the country. And Appleton is probably one of the smaller markets. In the state of Wisconsin, we have 1 million cups operating in Milwaukee, in Madison, and in Appleton. And as far as our Appleton effort, and it's, you know, all of the community organizers and in the entire community, I think we have a really vibrant ecosystem in our region for entrepreneurship and small business. And because of that support as well, Appleton has really risen to the top and is doing a good job representing the Kauffman Foundation brand as well as the intent of the program to educate, engage, and connect entrepreneurs. We have great attendance, and we've always got interesting presenters.
And I think, Amy, you're being a little humble, too. I think it takes a good, solid hub of that, and I think from the president all the way through Amy at the Venture Center, the president of Fox Valley Tech, they surround that. They do it at the national level with NACI, the Community College Initiative, and it takes that as well. And I know Amy and I's passion, and I know being involved with that, you see that, and it resonates. So one of the leading factors is not just the presenters and not just the people come, but also the audience we have. It's just exciting to see. And that's really, I think, a leadership that has been provided on our behalf, I think, too.
Mm-hmm. And it's really nice to have the facilities and the expertise, the technical capabilities of Fox Valley Technical College's campus.
Absolutely.
To host this event. Because when people are doing their presentation, they're being streamed, aren't they?
Well, the video is one thing, and I think Amy can talk about all the groundwork that had to be done at the beginning. We had a lot of heavy lifting to do,
sure.
And that's part of it as well. So, Amy, I know that there's a lot of background that needs to be done as well.
Yes, and one of the things we do if you can't join us in person each week is we do live stream it via Twitter using the Periscope app. So people are able to just follow us at 1 Million Cups ATW and on Twitter and then on Wednesday mornings, and then they can see the live stream of the presenter.
Amy and Mark, if someone should have a question about the Million Cups program, can they reach out to you and ask questions? Can they do that through the Million Cups website email address, or do they have you have a phone number they can call?
They don't have to wait long. They can just come to one, right, Amy?
They can.
It's every Wednesday, and they'll answer a lot of questions, and it's probably what we'll tell them.
Wednesday, what time?
9 o'clock.
Every Wednesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Fox Valley Technical College main campus in Appleton.
Sounds good. We're going to take our first break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to continue talking with Amy and Mark about the Million Cups program here in Appleton. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY. Real local radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Well, welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Mark Burwell and Amy Peach, who are with the Fox Valley Technical College, and they're talking. We are talking about a new program the Kauffman Foundation started about 4 years ago called the Million Cups Program. It's a great networking opportunity and opportunities for entrepreneurs to talk about their businesses and get some help with their businesses. We're going to get back to Mark and Amy in just a moment. But first, I've got a couple things. I'd like to wish every father out there a happy Father's Day. Forgot to do that at the beginning of the program, but from Score Chapter to all you dads out there, thanks for being a great dad and happy Father's Day. Also want to tell you a little bit about the Score Chapter here in Appleton. We are one of about 350 chapters around the country. We service an eight-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac with about 55 volunteer mentors with expertise in various fields from HR, IT, accounting, banking, cash flow, marketing. If you're a business owner or if you're thinking of starting a business, please consider giving us a chance to help you out. Scores for the life of your business, and you can learn more about the free mentoring by visiting our website at foxcities.score.org. Fill out the application for mentoring assistance, hit the send button, and probably within 2 days, a mentor will be contacting you to schedule your first appointment. It doesn't have to be limited to one appointment, and it's all free and confidential mentoring assistance. So check us out at foxcities.score.org if you think we might be able to assist you with your business opportunity. We're coming back now to talk to Mark and Amy. And, Bob, you had a question you'd like to introduce, ask Mark or Amy.
Yeah, I attended a recent presentation. I was really impressed. It was a company called Headway. They were a startup tech company located up in De Pere, and I was impressed with the response the audience got back. I was also impressed with the fact that they didn't feel they had to follow, I think it was that old Horace Greeley axiom about go west, young man. You know, they said, geez, the cost of living in the area versus Silicon Valley is, you know, probably 25% of what would be out there. So, but I was impressed with that whole concept, the feedback they got from the audience. They learned more from the audience than the audience learned from them. They really got some good tips on their business. So, Mark, the question I ask, can you go through the process? I know we say, we talk about just go online and you can inquire a bit more, but if you can give the audience a little bit more of a feedback as to how that process worked, how Headway got hooked up with them, maybe some other businesses or types of businesses that have been on 1 million cups, and we can go from there.
Sure. I think we're fortunate. I think a lot of people, we don't want this to look like it's just a tech-driven. I think that's why I think the program is successful in Appleton. I think the biggest clusters we've had so far are obviously in ventures. I think even the social enterprising with nonprofits, they're entrepreneurs. Health and wellness has been huge. Business service is always important as well. But Headway happened to be a tech company, and it's exciting because I think Amy and I see a lot of these people. They're really coming through a feeder system or need to get into other programs, and I think that's why they gravitate and want to get engaged as well. And when they do, there's connections in the audience. They may come through maybe a business planning program or an entrepreneur program. So I think we tend to tap into that and show them that this is not about pitching. This is about actually getting some takeaways from the audience.
That was a perfect example of what I saw. I think the guys from Headway were making more tips and writing down more notes on what the audience had to respond to them than what the audience was taking from them. So it was very beneficial for Headway, I felt. Yeah, and they weren't making a pitch on trying to get new customers or new business. They just said, this is how we did it. This is how it's going about. And they were just amazingly happy that they could do it in Wisconsin and set up in De Pere. I think one of the fellows lived in West Bend. And they felt that they were tied in to the community internationally as well as any place.
A lot of them tend to come back too every week because they feel that they're surrounded by some good entrepreneurs, but even service providers, people from the city, the chamber, I think they're all in there and Score, so that's important.
They walked away with some real value, and I'm happy to report that Mark and Chris, I think, were the two presenters. They're going to be on BizTalk on August 20th, so I think it's going to be fun to have entrepreneurs like that on BizTalk at the Million Cups program and out there creating that ecosystem to support entrepreneurs. Amy, what is the What is the type of business that you would describe? It might be the typical presenter for the One Million Cup program.
Well, it's targeted towards those people that are thinking about starting a business, maybe haven't started yet and are in the process. For example, one of our presenters probably a month and a half ago was Ryan, and he was, you know, he's written a plan and he has a vision for what he wants to do, but he has two different pathways that he can go down to execute on his idea. And so he shared his, you know, what he's learned and what he thinks his biggest challenges are with regards to both of those options, and then sourced from the crowd ideas and feedback about, you know, what they think about the way he should move forward. So certainly people that haven't launched yet are ideal for 1 Million Cups, as well as those folks that have already launched their business and want to come in and they're going to do something new or different, or they just haven't had a chance yet to present their business and their business model and get feedback about it. We try to be industry agnostic at 1 Million Cups, meaning all are welcome. Certainly all, we've had several tech companies, as Mark said, inventors, service providers, and just a whole host of really interesting businesses from throughout the region that have gotten some exposure and really learned a lot by their experience.
Well, thanks, Amy. We're going to take our next break right now. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll continue this conversation about the Million Cups program. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated and entities.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Coming to one of 17 Fox locations. Or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen.
Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
Well, welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're talking with Mark Burwell and Amy Peach about the Million Cups program that they're hosting at Fox Valley Technical College campus. It's a program that was initiated by the Kauffman Foundation about 4 years ago. We'll give out the phone number in just a moment. First, I'd like to just say a little bit about the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. In the previous segment, I mentioned about free and confidential mentoring advice. You can always reach out to us at foxcities.score.org. We'd also like to mention that we are in the business of putting on some helpful educational seminars and working with other efforts in the Fox Valley, like the Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce, that is putting on a seminar this coming Thursday evening, June 23rd. It's going to be on paychecks or by paychecks. It's going to be talking about the difference between exempt and non-exempt employees, overtime pay, and so on. If you'd like to learn more about that, please visit the Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce website. They have a link there that you can register for that, and it's free, and SCORE is happy to be a supporter of that seminar. We also have coming up in September, beginning September 21st, our Simple Steps program. That's a five-part series that we walk folks through starting up a small business. The first session is going to be at the Copper Rock Coffee Cafe in downtown Appleton at 8:30 in the morning. Breakfast and lunch are free. Are included, but the cost of that first session is $15. So it includes the time with SCORE mentors and breakfast and lunch. And after that, we go into four more sessions where we talk about how should you structure your company. We talk about social media. The fourth session is talking about financial statements, accounting, balance sheet, income statement, cash flow. And then the last segment is called where do you find the money? How do you approach a lender? How do you discuss that with the lender? How do you use the business plan you've worked so hard to build? So watch for that coming up. Check us out at foxcities.score.org for upcoming events. Also want to thank our sponsors this morning for bringing you the program every weekend. We couldn't do it without their assistance. And those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hailing CPAs. Also, we want to thank Sarah DeBruin at Legal Business Edge, LLC, a law firm that focuses just on business law. Also, Ridgestone Bank. Ridgestone Bank is a new sponsor with us. We thank them for their sponsorship. And they focus on doing just SBA-guaranteed loans. It's a great bank, and they're the largest SBA loan generator in the state. So they really know what they're doing. Thank you, Joan Kinnett, for helping us out with that sponsorship. Also want to thank Brian Gottlieb, the owner of Tundra Land in Kaukauna. They do a lot of windows and home remodeling and bathroom work for homeowners, and they're big. So we want to thank Brian for his support of our SCORE chapter and the BizTalk program. Also want to give a special thank you to Candeo Creative. Zach Pawlowski helps us maintain and monitor and keep running our website for BizTalk at www.biztalkwithscore.com. If you missed the program or you'd like to re-listen to the program, we've been archiving shows there for about 5 years at biztalkwithscore.com. And finally, a thank you to Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to the Business News, for only $20 a year, you should be subscribed. You're going to learn a lot about what's going on in the business community to help you be more successful. The Business News. So thanks, Jerry, and thanks, Larry, for your support. Coming back to Bob Molitor for a moment, I mentioned his name a couple of times. I'd like you to just tell us a little bit about yourself, and we're very excited that Bob has agreed to assume the role of vice chairman of our chapter. So he's kind of sentenced for the next 3 years of his life, I guess you might say. But we're having a lot of fun at SCORE. So, Bob, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, recent retiree, was in business for about 35 years, owning businesses. And during that time, I started one business and acquired four other businesses through that time. And the reason I joined SCORE after retirement is I think the advantages that I had starting business and working business back in 20, 30 years ago are not necessarily, I think where a lot of us was more good fortune than anything. But now I find the challenge with young business entrepreneurs trying to start a business with all the government regulations mm-hmm. and some of the drawbacks, and that's kind of discouraging them. And I want to be sure that I want to dispel that fact that it is fun to get into business. Mm-hmm. And if you want to really have an enjoyment in your career, is most cases, if you've got a desire and an idea for business, you should act on it. If you do it prudently, you do it wisely, you do it with some advice, which you can help with from SCORE, it can turn out to be a really fun adventure. So that's one of the main reasons I joined SCORE.
Well, welcome aboard, Bob, and glad to have you on the show this morning.
Thanks, Tony.
Looking forward to working with you over the next few years. One last public notice announcement. SCORE BizTalk is going to be doing this every week now, and this is the first week we're doing it. 1 Million Cups is a free national program designed as a gathering to educate, engage, and connect entrepreneurs and the community ecosystem that supports them. It was developed by the Kauffman Foundation. 1 Million Cups is based on the notion that entrepreneurs discover solutions and network every Wednesday mornings from 9 to 10 at Fox Valley Technical College. Appleton Sessions enjoy coffee donated by the Copper Rock, Bill and Emily, and is hosted by the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College campus. Interested in presenting, attending, or following, go to 1 Million Cups Appleton for details, including this week's presenter. And this coming week on Wednesday, we're going to be featuring, or you will be featuring, Heartfelt Celebrations, Aspire to Create Your Personal Legacy.
Yes, that is going to be a really good presentation. People don't want to miss that one. It's the fusion of technology with creating a legacy in your own end-of-life story. So it's going to, and art. So it's going to be really, really good.
Amy and Mark, share with us a little bit about what it was like to launch this program and how the interest and support of the community has grown for you since October when you launched?
Well, it was, you know, Mark and I worked together. We completed the application and found out last summer and found out the end of August that we had gotten approved. But as soon as we submitted the application and hit send, we decided we were going to operate with the mindset that we were going to get approved. We were going to start doing what we needed to under that assumption. We felt pretty safe making that assumption. We had a really strong application. And so it's a good thing we did, because we started acting as if we were going to get the approval, started getting doing some of the heavy lifting, going out and getting a coffee sponsor. Mark was integral for that, and starting to get a lot of the marketing in place. Even though the website is provided by the Kauffman Foundation, there was a lot of information that had to be uploaded. We had to become familiar with the platform, how people would apply, and how we coach them. So between August and October, we really hit the ground running, getting the foundation built. And since we launched in October, as it's been mentioned on the program already, the audience and the entrepreneur and small business community in the Northeast Wisconsin is really strong and robust and very supportive. And the reason the program is successful is because we do have a great audience showing up each week, in addition to the folks that are presenting.
If you have a question for Amy or Mark this morning about the Million Cups program, you can reach us at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, call us at the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Mark, can you share with us how do you go about finding folks to do the presenting every week?
Well, as you know, at SCORE, and Amy and I both know that we're really, you know, knee deep and or even up to our neck with entrepreneurs all the time. So we have those connections, and I think what it is, it's really being the compass to guide people where they belong. Maybe they should be in a program. Maybe they should be in a class. And that's the exciting thing is now, and I think this is what Amy and I were excited about, because in some cases it's that in-between thing to make all the connections. And so this is truly, truly a program where the entrepreneur can come in and at the end of the session be connected with other people in the audience, as well as even coaching them ahead of time. It gives us a chance to explain, maybe you should be looking at this. And there's so many great programs in the Valley area for them to have that. It's really a way to do that. So it is a process, and we feel this is a good way, a process and for journey for a lot of them to take. And even to the point now where we would like to bring, Amy and I have discussed this, I think even with you, is some successful businesses so people can see what that is and involved with that, you know, how to scale a business. And some of those entrepreneurs are going to get some feedback as well with that.
Amy, the ecosystem that you refer to in supporting entrepreneurs and so on, that's an ever-growing, ever-changing ecosystem. And how do the business owners reach out to that ecosystem? Is it basically networking and appearing and at places like the Million Cups or maybe a chamber event?
It is engaging, yes. So whether they choose to do that at 1 Million Cups, at their local Chamber of Commerce, or other business organization, and is, you know, those are probably the primary ways people get connected. But another, you know, way we see people getting connected all the time at the Venture Center is when people decide to, you know, upgrade their skills and improve their business and financial acumen and start learning and building their skills through any of the workshops or seminars we're doing, because it's amazing. You know, we launched our eSeed, summer eSeed series a few weeks ago, and that's a group of 10 entrepreneurs who are getting together every week and learning from each other and connecting and then going out and sharing the businesses and the entrepreneurs that are in the classroom with them with others. So that is, you know, a really important way to engage and meet a whole nother network and group of folks that you may not have ever met before.
Hey, Mark, it's Bob. I had a question for you. You had just mentioned, you know, bringing like successful business owners. So you're saying that you could have not just startup entrepreneurs would be looking at joining or coming to the Million Cups, that you might look at someone who's been in business 5 years or 10 years and kind of come in and tell them, tell the audience kind of their stories, the lessons they learned the hard way, lessons to avoid for new startup business, things of that nature. Is that correct?
Yes. I think the important thing of Million Cups is that is a community initiative, and Tony mentioned one of the sponsors, Brian at Tenderland. Well, I've talked to Brian. Actually, we should congratulate him. He was the Small Business Person of the Year, Greater Green Bay Chamber of Commerce. And when I talked to him, that's exactly, he wants to share some of his thoughts on what it took to be an entrepreneur successful. So what we're doing is, I think Amy and I's whole vision for this is not just the entrepreneurs, but also to bring the community in, because the last question that's asked all across the country at the very end of each session is what the community can do for you. So this is what we feel. We're giving an opportunity for the business community to give back or to help out the entrepreneurs.
And I think it's noteworthy that all across the country, these 70-some places where this occurs, it's always Wednesday morning from 9 to 10. It's pretty consistent. And they have a pretty good program in their playbook, the foundation's playbook, defining applications, people who want to present to the group. And there are some people who can't present. What are some reasons why someone may not be able to present?
We haven't really had, I mean, that's the our goal as organizers and coaches. When somebody, an application to present comes in, we all review it, and then it's all about figuring out how to help them and get them prepared to present.
That's the point.
Yep.
I think, Tony, the question should be more like this. Can I present? So in some cases, that's what the Kauffman Foundation wants to find out. This isn't doing a pitch. This is for you, whether it's going before your investor or your audience or your even your business as it's growing, is to learn how to express yourself. I know one of the programs at the Venture Center with business modeling, that's a typical example. So what we coach them through a lot of times is how they can do their wow statement, how they can really talk about their value proposition out there. So it's really an educational process. So it's, can I present more? This is a question than us turning down that.
And I think that's
encouraging them.
That was my point, is nobody really gets turned down. You find a way to get someone to present.
Well, we might have to work with them.
Sure.
Or send them, send them off the side and maybe wait a little bit.
But every entrepreneur I've learned in my career, everyone has a great story to share. And they're very inspiring because they all overcome pretty much the same challenges, but they find different ways to overcome those challenges. But one of those challenges is just getting started, pull the trigger, and then how do you market? How do you grow? How do you get a bank loan? How do you understand your financing? And those are all things that interrelate very well with what you guys do at the Venture Center. So it's a real friendly place at Fox Valley Tech to have the Million Cups, because you're in the nest of entrepreneurism right there at Fox Valley Tech with the Venture Center.
Yes.
Amy and Mark.
And it's, you know, it's also, I think the reason it's successful and continues to grow is because it does, it is the example of real support, a safe place for business owners and entrepreneurs to share their story. Not just their successes, but the challenges they're facing as well.
The exciting thing, Tony, is to see at the end, people don't just leave. The peer-to-peer mentoring that goes on is unbelievable.
Yes.
And sometimes we'll have a meeting and come back out, and an hour later they're still engaging. And that is not networking. That is honest-to-goodness advice and tips for people. And there's some relationships and investments have been caused after their presentations.
Some of those relationships begin, and they continue for a long time.
Absolutely.
We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll wrap up the program. We're talking with Mark and Amy about Million Cups program, and you're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I'm Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know, we don't have boxes. I'm here with Julie Willis, the new owner of Merry Maids, who as the former manager had the experience and cash flow history that Ridgestone was looking for when evaluating her business loan.
Once we made the decision to purchase the franchise, I was not very patient. I'm not a patient person. We knew we'd be a success. We wanted to get it done. We, at one point, had 15 banks that we were working with all at the same time. At the end of the process, Ridgestone won. Ridgestone doesn't try and make you fit into these prerequisite boxes. When I worked with some other banks, there was always a third person that they had to go through to get an answer, to get an approval, to get where's the next step going. The lender at Ridgestone had the answer, knew what we were doing, had a plan already in place for me. It seemed like before I even called him, he had a plan set up for me because that's what they do. They made it very easy.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're speaking this morning on the radio with Amy Peach, who's the director at the Venture Center, Fox Valley Tech, and Mark Burwell, who is he's basically an entrepreneur architect, and he has a company called Evolutions Entrepreneur Hub. We're talking about the Million Cups program here in Appleton and the value of that program. Amy, tell us a little bit about, if you would, tell us a little bit about the upcoming visit. You have a representative, Jordan, coming from the Kauffman Foundation on the 29th of June.
Yes, Jordan is one of the people responsible for running 1 million cups on a national level. And one really neat thing about the Kauffman Foundation is they want to get out and visit cities and experience 1 million cups in the different cities and see the different entrepreneur cultures that exist across the country. So she is coming to Appleton on the 29th, and we're really excited to have her be in the audience with us that day, as well as in Appleton, showing her around and helping her understand why we think this is a thriving and great place for people to launch and grow and be successful with their businesses.
And you also, on that day, you're going to have a Million Cups presentation. And, Mark, tell us who the presenter is that day, and can the public come to this to, you know, meet Jordan and hear what's going on?
The public can come anytime, and it doesn't have to be just entrepreneurs. Some people are in different capacities in the ecosystem. But, yes, Barbara Learning, she's from Door County. She's a graphic visual recording person, and she'll really give some great insight into what it's like to be an entrepreneur, but also what she does. Very interesting, but with Jordan and her, I think it'll be a good day to come.
And she's got quite a story to share. So,
as well.
The audience will be very engaged with it. They're going to learn something too, aren't they?
They will. And really, I think Barb's expertise in what she does and in translating difficult to explain kind of concepts and turning them into pictures and visuals is going to be exciting for people to see.
In terms of Jordan and her role coming to Appleton, we're planning on doing a pre-recorded BizTalk program with her and Mark and Amy that day. And we also are going to be airing that show on July 2nd. So this next few weeks is going to be big Million Cups stuff going on. And it's always going on every Wednesday. But it's a nice opportunity to draw attention to the program.
It is, and we really appreciate it, and we look forward to expanding and making announcements in the future about other community organizers joining the 1 Million Cups team here in Appleton to help it continue to be strong and grow. And I'd like to just share that with the audience. If people are listening, have attended, or they haven't attended but they've checked it out online and they want to get more involved or they just want to come and meet with Mark and I and get more involved, we certainly encourage them to do that. We're looking to grow the organizing team, and we're excited, like I said, that we hope to be making some announcements in the next week or two about new community organizers joining us.
Thanks, Amy. It's time for Biz Tips. Amy, you want to go first?
Yes. I guess what I want to say is people, you know, need to decide if they want to be decide if they're interested in being successful in their business or if they're committed to being successful. And if they're committed, then one of the things they definitely need to do is engage with others and learn from them. If they get committed to their business, they'll be able to grow their business.
That's a great tip, Amy. Thank you. Mark?
Well, it's Father's Day coming up, so when you had brought that question up, I thought being an entrepreneur and having my two sons involved in the business as well, I thought it was important to be a mentor. But once they get to be 14, 50, and they kind of start to know things better, then the best thing to do if you're an entrepreneur is to step back and be a role model.
There you go.
So from mentor to role model, not always be a mentor. Let the mentors be the teachers and the coaches and the other people out there.
Amy and Mark, we want to thank you for coming in this morning. Bob, thanks for joining us this morning on BizTalk. You've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.